póngase las pilas. Escucha los consejos de mamá. Cuando empieces algo, empiézalo con fuerza. No te rindas y sobre todo, póngase las pilas.
¿Qué hubo, mi gente linda? You're listening to Póngase las pilas, a motivational podcast for the professional Latina. I am your host, Laura Prieto, and I am on a mission to motivate you and help you engineer a life you love. I am a mom, dog lover, engineer, and creative soul that loves learning new things. Join me each week as I talk about mindset, motherhood, career, business, and creativity. Because as my mom always says, nunca es tarde para aprender. So grab your cafecito or favorite drink and let's get into it.
Hola, hola, pilosas. Welcome back to another episode of Póngase las pilas. Quick live update. I haven't shared with all of you about my pregnancy journey in a while, so I just want to give you all a quick update. My due date is only 6 weeks away, and I'm doing well. Baby's growing a lot, getting harder to walk. I'm working really hard, though, to try and batch record some more episodes for the podcast so that even when I'm on maternity leave, you can all still listen to new episodes and hopefully you won't forget about me. We also already had the baby shower and it was nice. It was very small and intimate. And soon we will be doing the maternity photo shoot. So I'll be sure to add some photos to Instagram for all of you to see my big belly. And I've also been working on a new digital product to help all of you. So that will also be coming soon. Stay tuned for that. Now let's get started with this week's episode. I recently spoke to a friend that I hadn't talked to in a few years. And as we were playing catch up and talking about work and how it's going for her, it helped me remember how important it is for all of us to set boundaries, not just in different areas of our lives, but especially at work. As Latinas and mujeres in general, we are prone to just accepting things, and we oftentimes try not to rock the boat, as the expression goes. We let things slide because we think we have to, or we're afraid of confrontation, or because our natural instinct is to please others. So let me ask you, pilosas, do you check work email outside of office hours? Or do you make yourself available 24/7? To solve any problem that might arise? Will you pick up work outside of your job description at a moment's notice? I'm sure you've done at least one of those things throughout your career. I know I have. But I've learned from those mistakes, and it's time for you as well to reassess if you're still doing any of those things before you burn out. So today we will cover three ways to set boundaries at work. Number one, be clear in what you want out of your job and set those personal boundaries first with yourself. As simple as setting your working hours and sticking to them. I know this is a difficult thing to do when you first start working because you're eager to start in your new role and you might not even be aware of what you want at first. I know when I started working, I was never taught to think of what I wanted out of my job or my career, aside from the obvious financial reward. But I never thought of the daily routine and ways to replenish my energy throughout. As I transitioned into a full-time engineer in construction, this got worse because I was just following suit with what everyone else was doing. Our work hours were very long, and we even had to work some weekends to catch up on the project schedule. And all of this started burning me out. This is when I finally began thinking of what I really wanted. I began to crave a more office type of schedule, more like a traditional 9-to-5, so that I could have more time to unwind and disconnect at the end of each day. I also had a work phone, and that was the worst part for boundaries, because even during weekend trips, I sometimes would get calls and had to be in charge coordinating road work closures and stuff like that. It felt like I was always on call. All of those experiences allowed me to start being clear on which things I would allow and which ones I would not, And this helped me formulate a better expectation of what I wanted in my next job when I began looking to move out of construction and to go into the design side of projects. So whatever field you are in, take note of how you expect your job to fit in your day and even your weekends and what you are willing to allow. Oftentimes, we do it the other way around and we work everything else in our lives according to our job. This leads me to number two. Communicate those boundaries clearly and upfront to avoid issues. So once you have your expectations set and you have a set of boundaries already established, then just communicate those with your manager and your coworkers so they're all aware and you can avoid any issues that might come up. This is easier to do in the beginning when you start a new job. Of course, even during the interview process, you can ask those questions that are related to your boundaries that you've already established based on your expectations, just to make sure it's actually a job that you are wanting to do. Oftentimes, we're so eager and excited for a job that we're applying to that we forget that during the interview process, we are also interviewing that company and evaluating if we will actually like working that job. After my experience in construction, when I began working at the other company where I currently work, I already was set on certain things that I would not do so as to also not train those around me to expect those things from me. And this is a key takeaway for you, Pilosas. It is important to be aware of what you do and how you train others to speak to you and even in what to expect from you. I am grateful that I don't have a work cell phone to carry everywhere with me right now. And early on, I knew that I would not be checking email outside of my scheduled work hours. And I still don't. I try to be very efficient during my scheduled hours and make sure to coordinate things if I have to leave early or if I'm taking time off. But unless we're working overtime and we definitely need to work outside of my usual scheduled time, I don't even open my work computer outside of those hours. This leads me to the next point. Number three, actually take time off. It is very important to actually take time off that you are entitled to. We all need rest, and those pockets of time when we can relax, disconnect from work, they actually help us come back refreshed and be even more creative and efficient when we do return to work. One of my boundaries when I'm on vacation or on my day off is, again, I don't check anything for work, and I don't even take my laptop with me during vacation. Some people do, in case anything comes up, they say. But not me. That is one boundary I have set pretty clearly after working in construction and having to lug around my laptop with me on family trips. This is definitely a boundary I share with my coworkers to also help them realize that they don't have to take their laptop with them. When one of us is not scheduled to work, the other person on the team picks up the work if it can't wait. And if it can wait for them to return, then it will just get done whenever they come back. So, Pilosas, there you have it. Three ways to help you set healthy boundaries at work. Your time is valuable, and your energy is too. So make sure to know how you're spending them, and also be aware of the precedent that you're setting, not just for you, but for your coworkers as well. When one of us stays late or comes in during the weekend or is always available to work even when it's their time off, when no one was scheduled to work during those hours, it starts setting a standard for the rest of the people in the office. And then even the new people start learning that's how it's supposed to be. And it just affects everyone in the end. But if we're all setting healthy boundaries at work, we can help each other be more comfortable and happy at work, knowing that we're still the owners of our time, even when we are at work. So this is it for today, Pilosas. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you all next week. Y como siempre, a ponerse las pilas. Hey, Pilosa, wasn't that an awesome episode? If you loved it, please share with another Pilosa that you know will enjoy it too, because we're all about community here and lifting each other up. Screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram
a Póngase las Pilas podcast so we can connect, and I'll be sure to send a shout out your way. Oh, one last thing. I would love it if you would leave this podcast a review on Apple Podcasts, since that is one of the ways more pilosas will be able to find us. For any resources mentioned on this episode, or just to connect, make sure to visit the episode description in your favorite player. That's it for today. Y recuerda, a ponerse las pilas.